Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. Beneath almost every environmental challenge we face today lie various conflicts of interest. Between rich and poor, developed and developing, north and south, east and west, short-term and long-term profits, self and selflessness. Over and over again, we experience the contradictions of decisions made that go against logic and evidence and the common good to benefit one nation, one corporation, one person, at the expense of all the rest of us, as taxpayers, investors, citizens, neighbors, and individuals. Conforming to ideologies, we vote against our own interests. To assert one uncompromised opinion, we deny compromise on others. We acquiesce to the authority of our leaders and our employers, even when we know that the results will go against the best interests of our personal health, our families, and our communities. We conform, we submit, we rationalize, we withdraw into a void of helplessness and indifference. This must change. In the context of the ocean, I see examples everywhere. Japan, for example, will go to extreme and expensive extent to subvert international fishing quotas on Atlantic tuna to feed a national taste for sushi that must be gratified to protect votes for leaders without the vision or courage to see that there will be no tuna in the future if the national consumption runs unabated. Oil companies will accept public subsidies, pressure relentlessly to expand offshore drilling in even the most environmentally vulnerable places, excuse the devastating consequences of accidents and spills through meaningless advertisements and fines, report record profits to shareholders, and pay an endless succession of executives to explain away the lost public benefit to legislators, many of whom are compromised by influence peddling and campaign contributions from the companies they are meant to oversee. Recently, Whole Foods, an upscale grocery chain located primarily in the northeastern United States, announced it was no longer going to sell seafood that was not clearly identified as sustainable by source and harvest method. The outcry from the fishing industry was predictable. It was a conspiracy to deprive fishers of their livelihood. The non-certified product would continue to be caught and sold elsewhere. Regulators and scientists were running amok to destroy a traditional industry beyond repair. Actually, the Whole Foods decision represents something quite different. It is actually an expression of the dramatically increased public interest in not over-consuming threatened groundfish and suggesting through market pressure that the fishermen had best looked to their unsustainable practices and resistance to regulatory restrictions if, yes, they wish their customer base to survive. Anger, irreconcilable differences, conflict. What is most disturbing about this situation is that the interests of the fisherman and the consumer are basically synergistic. The market wants fish. The fisher wants to provide. The conflict has been building for years, played out in policy discussions and fisheries councils, where government decision makers, scientists, and harvesters have been butting heads for decades over gear, catch limits, area rights, quality standards, and more. Throughout this time, the groundfish supply, not just in the North Atlantic, but worldwide, has been continuously depleted, in some species to the point of extinction. Such an irony. The fishers want more. The public, at least the Whole Foods public, has now declared it will make do with less. In Norway in the late 19th century, when cod fishing as a prosperous international industry and trade good was at its height, the local fishermen decided that they would voluntarily limit catch and fish cooperatively. At the other end of the cod migration route in the northeastern U.S. and Canada, the tradition of staunch individualism precluded similar behavior. Overfishing was rampant. The Norwegian industry endured well into the 20th century, while the coastal villages of Maine, Nova Scotia, and Newfoundland declined and were abandoned. Today, even after years of moratorium, cod, a glorious eating fish, full of healthy oil and protein, remains still threatened and mostly unavailable to the consumer. We can consume sustainably. We can work together to build a new marketplace where fisher and customer are both gratified. But we cannot succeed in an atmosphere of conflict, of me first, you last, where the immediacy of demand subverts the continuation of supply. if Fisher and customer can come to understand that their interests are compatible, work toward a balance of exchange, then perhaps we will see the whole food situation as a first step toward a solution, a conciliation of conflict that will benefit us all. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.